Hey guys, welcome to Team Building Exercise with these Jermokes. Coach from Family of Gamers 777 and Jake and Rob from the Dead Zone Podcast make some lists and talk about them. I guess you want to listen to them, but what do I know? And I'm Georgie the Goblin, and I'll be keeping these guys honest. Especially Jack. And this one, the Pinkskins, they talk about the Enforcers.
Welcome to the sixth episode of Team Building Exercise. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And this time we're doing Enforcers. The Enforcers. We're coming to the end of our run. We've only got one after this. This is the second last one to do.
It's been a good run.
Wait, we're stopping the show after this one?
Yeah, didn't you get the memo?
Oof, I gotta check my email.
It's with our Warpath Kickstarter.
I'm working on mine right now, so.
Nice. Anyways, so yes, it's the Enforcers. We're going to see how the mighty have fallen, and we'll see what's happening here. And as always, Jack starts. So Jack,
order of things. That's what happens. We start each lovely podcast with my dulcet tones. So the Enforcers, I think the elephant in the room is that the Pathfinder is the OP troop.
What?
I'm going out on a limb saying that's a thing. But yeah, Rob used to really the Enforcers were his bag. He was Enforcers all day, all night. And so I was privy to some of the nastiest tricks that the Enforcers have in their little bag of their sundry items. So my list starts with a bit of a curveball. I think
no leader.
No. That was for the Marauders only, and that was I did it out of protest.
Don't encourage him.
Yeah.
We can't be revisiting, going down memory lane. Maybe since, after the next episode, then we should have like a wrap-up show. You know, hey, we'll visit the things that we did and said, and the laughs that were had.
We'll have to wear tuxes, right?
Tuxes, of course. I have my top hat and cane.
It'll be top cat.
Top cat, yeah. In fact, that will be my costume. I will be a cartoon character named Top Cat.
Top Cat.
Okay. Well, this is derailing quickly. Let me just get back here. Focus. Okay. So out of left field for my leader is the Enforcer Sergeant.
Enforcer Sergeant? Or?
But.
You stunned me.
I
Pathfinder Sergeant?
I told you I was coming out of left field.
Wait, they have an Enforcers? Oh, yeah, I never really looked at that one. Go ahead.
I gave him a Defender Shield because you got to have that. But Tactician 1, not bad. Yeah. The Recon 4 Plus, pretty standard, pretty on par. His special splat is the mobile infantry, and that just means anyone with a jetpack can get a free sprint action as long as that's your only move of the turn once you've activated. So, you know, not going to set the world on fire with that special command dice, but
don't sugarcoat it, Jack. Let it go.
Let it go. I just did a Frozen reference.
Yes.
So there you go. Stock Enforcer Sergeant with the Defender Shield.
I'm just curious. What do you think you're going to do with Mobile Infantry?
What am I going to do with Mobile Infantry?
Well, it gives you a free sprint. So you can sprint, but then you can't move again. And then your guy can shoot.
Yes.
Or he could just sprint and shoot on his own. He doesn't need to have a splat to do that. Is there anything else you have planned? We'll have to hear what the rest of your list is to see what I'm just curious why that ability seems totally useless to me. That's why I'm curious if you have an idea how it's actually used.
You're a nosy Noserton. Sir Nosy Noserton of
Noserton. No, I'm just bitter. I'm bitter. That's what I am.
Well, is it that you use the splat, you move them up, and then you have to use a shoot dice to actually activate the model? Like you use it to make a free sprint action, which would be a two.
He's got two actions to use, and what other action he's going to use other than shoot? You can't aim anymore. It's not like the olden days where you could aim and shoot.
Right. So this would be good for like say a sniper or something with a heavy weapon.
Oh, I guess see,
yeah.
Without aim, sense. I forgot there's no aim. My whole list is son of a. sorry, no aim anymore.
I know aim used to be good.
Yeah, aim was good. Well, kind of like this show. No aim.
Anyways,
it used to be good too.
There, I have, my list is not legible anymore. I was literally crushing it.
Okay, now onto your troops, Jack. Now that we've ripped apart your leader,
my troops. I took four Pathfinders.
What?
Only four?
That's a good number.
Any special weapons or anything on them?
No.
Just pure Pathfinders. They don't need anything else, really.
And they've got tag, and that's all you need to know. The Pathfinders are pretty dynamite for troops. Other than the Khaleeshi, I think.
I was going to say they're pretty Khaleeshi.
Yeah, they're a short hair away from being a specialist, but they're not. So it's just have to have the Pathfinders for the Enforcer lists. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to say you guys have your own lists. There's plenty of ways to skin a cat, but for me, Pathfinders, you got to use them. Next up, I have an Enforcer Specialist. He has a fusion gun for an extra 6 points, which is frag 3 weapon, and I gave him the Defender Shield. The fusion gun is heavy. After that, I have an Enforcer Specialist. He has a sniper rifle. After that, an enforcer specialist with a sniper rifle. And after that, I have an enforcer specialist with a missile launcher.
Wow.
Range 8, AP 5. That's my AP right there.
Nice.
And the rocket launcher is, the missile launcher is heavy. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. Pretty small list by my going. 9 guys, 200 points on the nose, and a total of 23 VPs to be had.
Wow.
And now I see why you took the other guy. That's smart with moving all those heavy guys up with a sprint. That's smart. Smart.
Well, I don't know. That's relying on rolling splats.
Yeah. Well, so, did you think of that when you were making the list, or like did we uncover it?
Rob and I had a discussion about the different leaders and whatnot, and especially I believe the topic was that the enforcers had become the median, something along the lines, and we had just really questioned what the reason for that guy would be. And I'm not saying that this list would work. This is relying on splats being rolled to do anything.
Splats and shoots. If you get shoots, it's the same as rolling a splat, really, in that list, because then you sprint and then use the shoot die. So
that's what I was gonna chances. Say.
Yeah.
The splat is for mobility. The shoots, however, are what will, I think, make it. Make the list really gel.
Well, especially once they're in position, you get two shots with a sniper rifle. It's always nice.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If I can take off the heavy, the counter that says, heavy. So that's the first one, the first action, second action shoot. Oh, I've got a shoot dice. Well, now I'm just going to shoot again.
Right. So you would splat, shoot, and then shoot dice.
I don't think you could do both two different dice on the same guy, though, can you?
Yes, you can. You can do that. You cannot do a move, shoot, or fight action on the same model.
Oh, okay. You can do a splat. Okay.
You can splat him. You could shoot him with
that
the
sounds
dice.
Disgusting.
Oh, get your mind out of the gutter. You could use the Mantic Splat dice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. And then you do your regular shoot action, and then you can use a dice for the shoot action, and then you can throw like two or three of the extra dice in there if you wanted. Yeah. So basically, you could take all four dice and use them on your sniper, theoretically, because you know within the rules, you know.
Yep.
Because, yeah, I mean, like there'll be times where I have the extra dice, and I'll use like three or four of them to really kill somebody, and everybody
if
gets
you want
pissed
something
off.
Dead to you.
Yeah, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, you can. The only one is move, shoot, or fight.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking the move dice, but yeah, since it's a splat, it doesn't matter.
Right. And you know, maybe like this is actually pretty good, you know, very good list as far as taking the enforcer sergeant. Is the sergeant, right? No. What is he, captain?
Yeah. No, sergeant.
Sergeant. Yes. Yeah, and then using that splat to actually, you know, move your heavy guys around. That's actually,
and it's a far less mobile army than I'm accustomed to. If the dice don't go my way, I will feel like I'm going through mud. But it'll be like playing the Forge Fathers. I'll be like, oh, just go. But so yeah, that is my list.
Yeah, it's good. I called you out at the beginning, but in the end, you pulled it off. That makes a lot of sense. That might be a good list.
Well, it's just the four specialists with the jump packs. I didn't want to go too crazy and go, okay, all my enforcers, you know, you got to have the tag rifles doing their business. You need the scout. I didn't want to try and rely on getting four splats every time I throw the dice. Yeah. So we'll see how that works. And plus, they come stock with one armor. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still decent troops, the enforcer specialists anyways, like just without even trying to tinker around with the rules.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, even just the enforcers themselves, just the, you know, the 16-point enforcers, they're not terrible, but they're not awesome. They're good. They're like that. Even when we were playtesting the rules for version 2, and we were asking them, why is this pointed this way? Why is this pointed this way? And so on and so forth. They start with the enforcer. 16-point enforcer is basically like the litmus test for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the vanilla. They're you're not going to be excited at them. They're going to do their job, and they're probably going to get killed eventually. So, you know, they're still solid. You know, I'm still not, I mean, you know, there are other better options, I think, now, but there's a troop choice, even if you take them.
Well, don't get me started on how the best of the best of the universe, the things that everybody's supposed to be scared of, is the average trooper for some reason.
Right.
That just doesn't make sense, but hey.
Not when we have the Corporation Marines that probably should be that slot, but.
Or even the Rebs back in the day. Rebs should have been average. But anyways, I digress. It seems like a good list, Jack. Anything else to say about it, Coach?
No, it's good. I think by using – so, Jack, can you just go over your heavy guys again, your specialists?
The first specialist is has a fusion gun, which is a heavy frag 3,
mm-hmm.
And I gave him a defender shield. So the fusion gun, the frag 3, is just for fun.
Right.
frag 3 is not that powerful.
It's good enough.
It's good enough, but it's that's just more to make my pants tight. Like I that's the kind of thing that I enjoy.
Well, they call it a fusion gun, but it's really kind of, when you break it down, it's just a grenade launcher. When you think about it, it's a direct grenade launcher. You're shooting a grenade because a grenade is a frag 3 anyway.
Yeah, I think what they didn't want was any confusion like that. It could be fired indirect. So I think they just called it a fusion gun.
Right.
You know, and then when you put frag 3, oh, okay, it's a gun that shoots forward rather than, say, the plague version that has the grenade launcher or whatever. That's just my thought on it. Then I have two snipers, which Rob used to play snipers all the time. They were his bread and butter, and they are devastating.
Mm-hmm.
So of all the specialists to have, two snipers. One sniper can run a table, an enforcer sniper. So two, even better.
Well, you know what I always say, right? If you like something, take two of them.
That's true.
So, yeah, definitely.
And then the fourth one has the missile launcher for 8 points, and that's range 8, which is nice. Reach out and touch someone. But the important thing is the AP5.
Right.
It's the only thing in the list that has the AP that's not like this, because the sniper rifle has it's heavy but no AP,
which is stupid.
Which, okay, you took the words out of my mouth, but I hesitated because
you knew it was
doesn't
coming.
Make sense in the with the game as it stands right now with certain things. So since the sniper rifles don't have AP1, which I would think would be the thing. Mm. AP1 is reasonable for the sniper rifle, right?
I say for the price, you know, the dude is 28 points. It should be AP2.
And the heavy?
And heavy. All right, you're getting your sniper scope, but it's heavy. And you got to put it on a regular dude, which is 16 points on top of it. So it's you're topping out at 28 points. So you have a 28-point model with a gun. Now, I understand that whole reasoning behind, all right, he's an enforcer. He's got an AP, he's got armor 1, you have a sniper scope, so you're always rolling 2 extra dice with the sniper scope. Awesome. But you're paying 28 points with no AP, it doesn't make any sense. You know, when the Goblin Sniper has an AP 1 gun, you know, and it's basically, the Goblin Sniper is the exact same thing. You know, heavy sniper scope, but it has AP 1 for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, Marauders are notoriously underpriced, though. That's an extreme case, but I agree. The sniper rifles, the Rebs, they have the lighter version. That's got the – I just think that since the sniper rifle, which I would think would have AP, doesn't, I had to get the rocket launcher – or the missile launcher. I keep calling it a rocket launcher, but the missile launcher for the AP5, which – I'm of the opinion, and I know I'm not – 5 is overkill, but I would – since that was my only option, overkill is better than none at all. So.
Right. Well, you're looking really for like an AP3 thing, but if you get AP5, I don't think it affects the point cost at all. It's just they decide, let's make it AP5 so when we play Warpath, you can blow up something. Like I think if Dead Zone – you know, I know Rob said he's going to definitely do it, but if we start putting tanks in Dead Zone – you're going to need something to go through their armor.
Even the Strider. If you have an Iron Ancestor sauntering around on that on that mat, you're gonna be going, oh, thank God I brought the AP5 instead of I was kind of relying on a few guys with that AP1. Yeah. But so yeah, four specialists, the two snipers being probably the most battle tested ones that I'm sure would be able to do the job. The missile launcher, Rob's always had nothing but terrible results with. almost comedically.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd never hit anything with a missile launcher in my life.
No, you actually had they were verboten for a while. You were like, no, never. But when Striders start wandering around, I'm sure.
So there you go. That's Jack's list. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to discuss my list.
And now for a commercial.
FOG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family.
Don't forget all these lists will be available to download at deadzonegame.podbean.com if you want them for some reason. And now back to the show.
All right, y'all, what's up? Coach, my buddies Rob and Jack, we're coming back, and we're going to go over Rob's amazing enforcer list, because Rob is the enforcer captain the enforcer, driver of the ship. He is the poster boy for the enforcers. Would you say that, Jack?
Yeah, he's the right there in black and white. It's his face and some sort of logo that says enforcer.
Is that still the case now? We shall find out.
No.
No. Jumps in. No. I must say, I backed Dead Zone because I like the enforcers. Fully armored, cool, armored guys. And what's happened?
The reason we have this show, the reason that there is the Dead Zone podcast, the reason that we're going to Adepticon this year, everyone come say hi, is because Rob saw a picture of the enforcers and said, I must play that. Now, yeah.
Well, they can't be all bad because look at the empire that was built upon that one picture of seeing the enforcers.
Well, that's my point. The version one enforcers, they were beautiful. They're a thing of beauty. You got guys in armor going in there, sniper rifles, and now it's it. Yeah.
Well, then you read containment protocols, and they're extra badassery.
Well, they were just evil in containment protocols.
Nah, you got a job to do, you do it. That's what I see about them. They're like, you're told to go do this, and we do it, and that's it. No questions asked, boom.
Yeah. I really like them in Warpath First Strike. They were especially cool in that, too. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. I'm going to tangent here a little bit. Are you guys, do you find it, this is the way I look at it. We have enforcers, peacekeepers, and Pathfinders. I know they're part of the same faction, but I see them as separate entities unto themselves. Or do you see it as one army?
I see the enforcers and peacekeepers as one army.
Okay.
And the Pathfinders, they are the same army. It's just they're very different. They're not typical enforcers. They're almost like scouts. So what they're supposed to be.
Right.
So they're, which is fine.
They're like a faction unto themselves.
They're just a different designation. Like, the Pathfinders are reconnaissance, and you're going to need that. You're going to need the enforcers to be like an infantry, a mobile infantry, and you're going to need it's all this different parts of the same killing machine.
Mm. Well, aesthetically, though, that's the problem with Pathfinders. Sure, they have pieces of the armor, but they have mohawks. They're all like ragtag, and they don't seem like the disciplined enforcers. Well, enforcers are supposed to be like stormtroopers, you know?
The models do lend themselves a bit out there. You're right, the shoulder pads have that squarish look to them. Like, they are enforcer shoulder pads. Right. And they have this, but is that enough to say it's, you know, that they're part of the same army? Well, there's that experimental plague that has that same outfit on. Like, I don't know, but I can see your point. At no point in a regulated, especially from containment protocol, the peacekeepers, that was just torture porn there. They did not have they were by the numbers business. Mm-hmm. At no point was one of them going, you know what? I would look cool with like a flock of seagulls kind of look with the hair going down here and maybe a cape and goggles.
The thing is, the new ones for Forward Observer from Infestation, we're not getting to him yet, but he is a scout who looks like an enforcer. He's got the visor. He's got armor on. He looks like a enforcer. Pathfinders look like they don't look that much different from a GCPS, I would think. Even the GCPS look more militarized, like more disciplined than these guys. They're like, I don't know. Well, they look like rejects from Mad Max. That's the problem.
Lieutenant Rocca in First Strike, if you look at him, he looks like a regular enforcer with a sniper rifle, or I guess it was a tag rifle, with the faceplate off. Like it was like kind of like maybe recessed up into the helmet.
Yeah.
And then the whole story was they kept calling him the enforcer, but he was like, I'm a Pathfinder, you know, and he had two Pathfinders with him. So
see, I find that way more better. Like, I like that a lot better. If Pathfinders look like that, I wouldn't have my issue, which I have with my Pathfinders, is that they don't look like Enforcers. I fell in love with the Enforcers. I didn't fall in love with Mohawk-wearing, goggle-wearing guys.
So
it's an aesthetic issue.
Yeah, to fix that issue. What change in the models themselves would you have made? Is it just like, hey, the shoulder pads a start, but maybe like if they all had the same helmet or they all had the same...
I wouldn't mind if they were like Enforcers, but just without helmets or, you know, something like that. Just to slightly identify them differently. Different weapons, obviously. They got the tag rifles. Maybe that's it. When we do get our Warpath, I'll be getting a lot of Enforcers. Maybe I'll make my own Pathfinders out of them. I'm sure I have enough heads sticking around here that I can make some guys. Mm-hmm. I might do that. But onto my list. We've tangented
yes,
enough now.
Yes. Yes.
Well, my list. It was an important tangent.
Yes, because it does explain my feelings towards the Enforcers and now why I'd rather play Asterians. Mm-hmm. And.
No.
But here's my list. I start with the Pathfinder Sergeant after I just dissed the Pathfinders because Recon 3 Plus is a nice thing. And I gave him a Defender Shield. I thought I was going to be so unique, give my leader a Defender Shield, and Jack steals my thunder. Jack does the same thing. But I was like, hey, somebody's got to wear this Defender Shield. Might as well be the guy who only has a pistol. So,
you know, that's exactly why I gave mine the – I was going to up him up to the laser rifle. But when the points didn't work out, I said, oh, he's got that dopey pistol. He's got to have something. And then I was like, oh, I moved one of the defender shield. Because you can put a defender shield on a sniper and a defender shield on a guy with a missile launcher. I don't think that's right, but you can.
Yeah.
And I had. And then I was like, oh, he's just got that pistol. I'll give him the shield.
Well, but I don't have verbal confirmation or whatever, but. If you guys remember when I was talking to Rules Committee, I said, why doesn't the Pathfinder Sergeant have a frickin' tag rifle? They go, what do you mean? What do you mean he doesn't have a tag rifle? I said, he doesn't have a tag rifle. No, he does. All right.
No, he doesn't.
I play this game a lot. I know what the guy has. They're like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, we're gonna have to look into that. You remember that whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So we've been playing that the Pathfinder Sergeant has a tag rifle. Because his frickin' ability is the tag ability for everything, target acquisition.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would just play with him with the tag rifle. I mean, that's just me, though.
That'd be a house rule.
we house ruled it, but I think that's a house rule that's going to stick.
Yeah, hopefully next FAQ we get some confirmation on that.
Yeah.
Another thing, they
need to come out with that sooner than later.
Yeah. Another reason I gave him the Defender Shield is because he has that target acquisition. With the target acquisition, he's just going to be picking targets anyways, so he might as well stand behind a shield doing it. Maybe protect some of the other guys. So that's why I did that.
But you don't need line of sight, you know that, right?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like he's going to be doing nothing anyways, so might as well have him do something. He's going to be a walking shield.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I could sit him at the very back of the board, but what's the point? And then for my troops. I picked not one, not two, but six Pathfinders.
Yeah.
Because in version 2, I'd take a Pathfinder 1,000 times more than I'd take a sniper. They're so much cheaper. I think they're almost half price. And you get Scout, and you get the Tag Rifle. Tag Rifle, you get him up in the air with a Tag Rifle, it's only one dice less than Sniper, right?
Yes. So, preach, I'm brother.
Preaching. So, and one of those Pathfinders does have the other Defender Shield. So I do have two Defender Shields because they are a must, I think, in an Enforcer army because it's nice to get that one extra armor, especially this army that I have so far is no armor. There's zero armor so far.
So now let's real quick, let's break this down. All right. Enforcer Sniper is 28 points, correct?
Mm.
Okay. Two Pathfinders. 15 points apiece. So for two extra points, you're getting an extra guy. Now, let's put both of them up on the second level. All right. Let's go through the dice. Your sniper, you get 3 plus 2 for being a sniper scope plus 1 for being elevated. So you're rolling 6 dice.
Yep. Okay.
You put a Pathfinder up on the second level. You're getting 3 dice plus 1 for the, tag ability, plus one for being elevated, which is 5. Okay. The sniper has 6, but because of the cost, you take 2 pathfinders. So now you're actually rolling 12 dice. If you have an extra shoot action, you could actually add another, you know, 5 dice to that. So you're almost doubling the amount of firepower with no AP. So it really behooves you to take a pathfinder.
And they can move and shoot.
Right.
So instead of saying, okay, well, they're both at this position and you're comparing the dice, just to get to that position, you're losing a turn with the sniper that you don't necessarily need to lose with the pathfinder. And if you can get that shot off fast and you get that shot off first, that's worth even more than that one dice difference between the two, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let's also, it's one dice different, but 90% of the time your pathfinder is going to be in position in the first turn with scout. You know what I mean? You're getting a free sprint action. You could sprint them up or sprint them where you got to get them. You know, like when you have the sniper, this was the hard part with the sniper. You got to get them into a proper position. Might take 1 or 2 rounds just to get them where you got to go. And then, you know, hopefully the game's not over by round 3 because you got to get a shot off. With the pathfinder, they run up, you know, 2 squares, and then they could sprint up another square or whatever. And then one guy gets up there, he tags a guy so that the other guy can actually shoot him and not have to worry about tagging him. So it's just the pathfinder itself has so much strategic ability in that one model. It's ridiculous.
And it's a troop.
And it's a troop, you know. And now the only drawback to him, I don't even like not having armor doesn't really phase you too much, because let's say you're going against the Forge Fathers. Everything has AP. Well, we don't care. We have no armor. Shoot away. The only thing is they're 2 victory points apiece, and they do die pretty quickly. So, you know, I think that's where the balance is, you know, 15 points, 2 victory points. That's where, you know, armor. That's where, you know, that's why they're not Khaleesi. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're not quite as good as Khaleesi. That's for sure.
Right. But man,
they're probably the second best troop in the game, though, I think.
Solid, man. They're solid troops, man. You know, they really are solid troops, man. I mean, I love the Pathfinders. I was not sold on them when I read the rules when they were coming out in the Kickstarter, but when I started playing with them and seeing the tactical availability that you have and the functionality that they have, oh my God, they're so good.
On the your battle report on Family Gamers, when you were playing, it was Enforcer list versus, I think, Veerman.
Uh-huh.
And you were able to monopolize the movement of the Pathfinders and also the tag ability of the Pathfinders. It was a constant tag.
And then, you know, with that list was, I took like 6 or 7 Pathfinders. I would sacrifice a guy shooting just for him to tag somebody, so that the next guy can come up and tag him, you know, can shoot at him with the tag thing. You know, you light him up with the tag, it stays on him for the whole round. So that's a beautiful thing. And then the Pathfinder Sergeant just says, listen, I'm going to tag somebody. And then, oh, you want to get an extra dice? Okay. Well, you're not a Pathfinder. Don't worry about it. I tagged them for you. I target acquisition them for you. So you can just shoot at him. And then if you win the recon with these guys, cause, Rob, you took the Pathfinder Sergeant, right?
Yep.
Oh my God, that 3+ recon is awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, that helps.
So to finish my list, 20 minutes later.
Well, no, we're putting in color commentary here, man.
I took 6 troopers.
Yes.
Can
sir.
You guess what the last 2 things are going to be?
Not snipers, because that would be too on the nose. That would be just too. No, I'm going to say 2 dog drones with only 2 toes on each foot.
Yes.
I took 2 Enforcer Striders.
What?
One with the Equalizer, one with the newly installed Heavy Burst Laser. And because it was, instead of being 10 points, it was only 8 points, so I got 200 points out of the whole thing. And, yeah, so 2 Striders. Would I lose with armor and toughness out of my Pathfinders. I make up with these two guys. Just going to be sweeping the ground clear.
It's not in the book because that's the separate thing. How much is the burst laser?
8 points.
And what's the stats on that?
It is 1 VP, range 10, suppression, weight of fire 2.
Woo!
Weight of fire 2. Nice.
No AP.
And then the equalizer is 10 points, 1 VP, range 12, AP 4. So you get the AP out of the other strider, the equalizer. But yes, just for the suppression and the weight of fire 2, and it's 8 points. That's why I took it mostly. Right. But yeah, so that's the cleanup crew. After the Pathfinder shoot everyone, you're going to have two striders walking through.
That sounds like my list. I want your list instead of my list. I'm jealous of your list.
That's a tough list.
That's a jacked list.
It is pretty jacked. So there you go. That is my enforcers. And it's, like I say, 200 points, 23 VP. It's pretty high VP, like you say, with all the Pathfinders and the two Striders. That's quite a bit of VP going on there. But that's a lot of VP, but that's good when you're trying to run off the board, isn't it? Isn't that how you calculate how much points you get?
Yeah, that's, I hate that.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
You're really rubbing salt in the wound.
I was baiting coach there.
But am I alone in that? Because I just,
usually you don't have enough points to win, but this army does have enough points.
Yeah, you got 24. Some of the missions you double it. So it's pretty good.
Rob, so I'm gonna have to give you the red card for unsportsmanlike conduct on that. Bringing up an infiltration mission. That's dirty pool.
How dare you, sir?
Red card.
So, coach, it's your turn. What do you got in your list?
You want to take a break and come back?
Take a break.
All right. Well, I got a Pathfinder Sergeant. I got 6 Pathfinders, 1 Defender Shield, 1 with ammo, and 2 Striders.
Exactly the same list as mine.
Yeah. I took the Polaris cannon, giving me 200 points.
That's funny.
But,
yeah, I think that's first time. First time, damn, exact same list.
First time, exact same list. Yeah, you damn dirty heap. You know? But,
it's a good list. Like, it's tough.
It really is. It's tough.
I'm jealous of both of your lists.
Great minds think alike.
Well, I didn't take the burst laser. I went with the Polaris, and then the other strider is the assault strider with the flamer and the chainsaw.
Yeah, you love that one. You love that combo.
I do. I do like that a lot. You know, assault flamer, it burns. But, you know
that should be on the slogan on the gun.
Yeah. You know,
you're your spokesman.
Maybe I'll just do that. I'll go back and like Fury, you know, instead of writing Fury, I'll put it burns on the side of the gun.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what though? This, if it's not this list, then I do like, my favorite one is the one that Jack was talking about, where it's the Pathfinders and then the two, Peacekeepers. So you take I think it's 7 Pathfinders. 2 Peacekeepers, and you have 2 Defender Shields where you could spread the love, you know, and then it's, do I give it to a Pathfinder or do I give it to the Peacekeepers?
Yeah, give it to a Peacekeeper. It turns them into a mini Strider. At that point, they're going to have 4 armor. And
right. What I like, what's the best thing about the Defender Shield is it increases your price by 5 points, but it doesn't add any VPs.
Yeah.
So you're still okay there, you know. But the thing is you got to take 2 because one is going to die. One always seems to just, you know, bad rolling, you know, when you really need. Yeah, I got armor. I got armor 3. Wait, all ones? What? You know? And
or coming up against.
Yeah, you just come up against something terrible, you know, or like you said.
AP.
Or
like Jack, what was the weapon you had that was 5 AP or 5?
Oh, the missile
launcher? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You shoot a missile launcher to Defender Shield. It's not going to help you much.
So it's a good thing, A, that we went on our tangents because...
It's true. You filled up the time. I was getting like, this could be the longest episode ever.
Well, when you said I have 6 Pathfinders, oh, Jesus. I know.
when you have 6 of anything, you know you're going to have 2 vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
So, yep.
So what is it that we didn't take? What did we miss out on?
Well,
we'll find out after the break.
Oh, now we take a break.
Well, usually you talk for an hour.
But we got a lot. We do have a lot to talk about. So now, if you're in your car right now, we're going to give you a quick little tidbit of a commercial, and then we'll be back because we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of time to fill.
We got a lot to talk about.
Time for a break from these numbnuts.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
We're back!
And welcome back to Team Building Exercises, Enforcers Edition. And we've just discussed our lists. Well, all three of us and our two lists. And next, we're going to discuss what it is we didn't take and why. And after that, we get to the hate. But first, what didn't we take?
Okay, so right off the bat, let's go with the leaders. No one took a Peacekeeper Captain.
Because he's ridiculously expensive.
Expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously expensive. Yeah. You forgot that word.
Okay, obscenely expensive.
Yeah. Save 3 plus is nice, and he's got 2 armor, but yeah. He gives a plus 1 armor to a guy for a splat. Yeah. It's just that 48 points and 5 VPs.
Almost 50 points.
That's a quarter of your army right there.
That is a significant chunk of your army.
Really? And you know what? He's 48 points. And myself and Rob took 2 Striders, which are like 30 and 38 points, like 40 points. So they don't even come close to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gives you Recon 4. The Bastion is actually pretty good. It adds plus 1 to your armor, but you can only use 1. You can't stack it. You know, so yeah. I mean, he's good though. He's not dying.
Oh, he's great. He just, if he was 30 points or even 35 points, it'd be like, okay. But 48 points is just, you can't take him. Like even a 200 point army, you cannot take him.
Right. I think 38 points would be good because you see a Peacekeeper with a shield is 35. So he would be 38 would make sense. You know.
But other than that, he's great. Yeah, he's a monster. He's not going to die very easily.
Yeah. You know, and they actually, he's 1-2 now.
Yes, he used to be 1-1, right?
Yeah, I think he was 1. I think he was 1-1. I put my cards away, but yeah.
I believe he was. Yeah, I remember him being slow.
Yeah, very slow.
Then the other leader we didn't take is the Enforcer Captain.
Right.
And the Enforcer Captain is pretty average. He does have Tactician 2, Recon 4, which is nice. He's 34 points once in 4 VPs, another expensive one.
Right.
And you get to reroll a survive test with his thing, which is always good, I guess. But you could also...
You can reroll any number of the survive rolls, which is actually... I mean, I've taken him before, and it's actually... That's a very good rule.
Yeah, you don't have to reroll the whole thing, only the ones you don't want. Yeah,
the ones you want. Because that actually worked out when we first got the Peacekeepers, I was using him. And that helped a lot to save them. You know, because they had no armor. So
Pathfinders, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just to, you know, reroll their saves. That actually helped out a lot. But, you know, he's actually priced pretty good. Just that, you know, he's still just an enforcer. Tactician 2, he does get an energy gauntlet, even though he's pictured with a wrist blade.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's good, but he's just, you know, the other two guys are that much better.
Yeah, I wouldn't have batted an eye. Or been surprised. I wouldn't have been surprised if someone would have taken him. It's just that there's a lot of options for the enforcers, for the leadership, for right. what you want. But I, if someone would have said that you had taken him, I'd be like, oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
He's more expensive. The sergeant is 28 and the pants
yeah, that's the thing.
22.
Yeah, I'd rather take the sergeant than the captain. Yeah. And now on to troops. Everyone's favorite assault enforcers. I would say an auto add in version 1 if you wanted some hand to hand.
Yes.
Version 2 with a 5 plus fight and no brawler anymore.
You know, it just why not have brawler? You know, it made no sense. It makes no sense.
Well, they took brawler out of the game, right?
It's completely gone.
Yeah. So that was the original mandate from Ronnie, was to take out all these useless stuff, but then they ended up putting more in. So it ended up being, I think there's actually more abilities now than there were in the first one.
Well, his famous thing was, you have a Teraton, he's a brawler, roll 3 dice, plus 1, why don't you just say roll 4 dice? But it doesn't say roll 4 dice.
No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. And now it's like, well, I'm bigger than you, so I get plus 1 dice.
Well, what it should have been is, for everybody who had brawler, their fight should have gone down by 1. So you should be 4 plus fight. And I still believe it's a misprint, and that they refused to admit it was a misprint, that he's a 5 plus fight.
Well, he was a 5 plus fight in version 1.
That's what I'm saying. With brawler, though, now that you lose brawler, you should take 1 off his fight. I think they did that with most of the other guys. That their fight got better when they lost brawler, but okay. Assault Enforcer did not.
Yeah. Let's compare him. Let's do this quick. Let's do the compare him to the Khaleesi. Now I know the Khaleesi. Let's not start yelling at each other with that. But the Khaleesi is the combat monster, correct? And the Assault Enforcer is supposed to be the fighting dude for the enforcers. Khaleesi is 3-5-5. Okay, so you got to shoot him, right? I'm sorry. They're a 5-3-5. No armor. They have an AP 1 Frenzy 1. The glaive is AP 1 Frenzy 1. Now, the glaive and the wrist blade are basically the same thing. Range F, AP 1. Both range F, AP 1.
It's that Frenzy, though.
It's the Frenzy that gets you. And also, the Khaleesi are 15 and 2 victory points, where the Assault Enforce is 14 and 1.
Yeah, I would definitely like the one armor gives up for the frenzy, say. So right. I would give up 1 VP to get fight 3, isn't it? Fight 3 in those guys.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's jump back. Even fight 4. Enforcers should have fight 4. Assault enforcers, that's it.
That's it. Just fight 4. That's it. That's
I would be happy. That's it. That's all you want.
The thing is that that's their bread and butter.
They should be 6-4 instead of 5-5. Yeah.
Right. 6 shoot, like reverse it.
Yep, exactly.
6 shoot, 4 fight, 4 survive.
Yeah.
Cause that keeps the consistency throughout all the enforcers.
Yep. They're all 6-4s, 6 right. and 4s. Yep. Anyway, we've complained about the assault enforcers for many, many years. None of us also took a normal enforcer, and you already said, Coach, they're pretty average. That's the only issue with them. They're just like, why would you even bother taking them? They're just average when you can take a Pathfinder.
Right. But you could also, the argument can be where, they're okay. They're not bad. They're okay. But
you're getting scout and tag for one less point.
Right. So they're okay, but the Pathfinder is that better. That's why
you're exactly. Take them. That's better. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And now into specialists. Jack cleaned up on the Enforcer Specialists, so we got those guys covered. Pathfinder Specialists, why would you need any other weapon other than the tag rifle? So why would you ever take a Pathfinder Specialist?
Well, because I think it's because you can make a Pathfinder Sniper.
But for like 12 extra points, that's pretty expensive.
Right. I had toyed with that. When I was making my list, I thought, Pathfinders are so awesome. Can I make them awesomer? And I couldn't justify it, and I couldn't weasel it around. There was no reason to try and make them snipers when they're so good stock.
And plus, you would lose your commander's ability is only people with jetpacks, and these guys don't have jetpacks. So,
I'm talking independent of what I ended up as my theme. When I was first thinking, because obviously Pathfinders,
That's you just wanted all Pathfinders and find a way to do it.
Yeah, we all went Pathfinders for our troops. Like, and that's the first time I think where we all just entered a faction and went, you know what, these troops, and we all just went, those are them stock troops, and we all took them.
Right. Yeah, but even the clean sheet wasn't taken by everybody.
I was thinking about doing like an enforcer type deal, but it didn't even work out points wise because, you know, it was almost like I got a free Pathfinder. It just worked, you know, when everything worked out.
Yeah. And then the next troop is Peacekeepers, and I almost took Peacekeepers instead of Striders. I love Peacekeepers, so they're not on any of our lists, but they could have been quite easily.
If I would have took the other list, I would have had two of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with them. I just was being cute and taking two Striders for myself. You know?
But these guys have energy gauntlets. They have way to fire one on their laser rifles with rapid fire. They shoot on fours. They save on fours. That's always nice. Yeah, they're expensive, of course, but they got armor too.
Yeah,
so
they're awesome. And you know, you throw a shield on them, giving them armor three.
And plus they're size two. So they take an extra hit too.
Yeah, and then also, like, you know, even if you take him with the Pathfinders and you run him up with a Pathfinder, you're giving a Pathfinder an armor one, or even anybody else just giving him plus one armor that's in that cube with you. You could have two extra guys in that cube with you and still give each one armor one.
Yeah, but he's hiding behind your giant shield.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Peacekeepers are awesome, and I love the look of them. When they came out, I was like, well, yeah, they're the cooler versions of the Enforcers. That's what they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the stock energy gauntlet, I mean, I know they fight on a five, but still having that on an energy gauntlet, if you get a good rolling going and you
knock some people around, yeah.
Yeah, you knock them into the wall, it's a double hit, you know, or, you know, knock them off a building, it's a double hit. So, you know, I mean, they are, I think, the most priced accordingly unit that you can't argue with it. They're 30 points, yeah. 3 points, but they're perfect.
Yeah, they're tough for that price, yeah.
And they come with a jump pack, which is nice.
Yeah. Enforcer medics, everybody knows our opinion on medics. Pretty useless.
Have you guys ever fielded one?
No.
Not that I know of. Maybe early on when I didn't know that they sucked, but I don't think so.
Even early on, did you ever field one?
I think
maybe,
Rob,
but
I think the Jedwan, I think you brought him.
Did I run a Jedwan medic once? But that would have been version one, so that it was probably like anything to save these poor Rebs. They're dying.
But, you know, I used to run the medic as a sergeant. You know what I mean? Cause
the model. Yeah.
Yeah. The model, because when you look at it, like he's got the thing on.
Yeah,
he
looks like he's looking at something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he looks like he has the energy gauntlet and, do you guys actually have an enforcer sergeant model?
I don't believe so.
Right. Yeah, I got it. I acquired it from, you know, a purchase from a guy that was selling his old Kickstarter. And it's like the only energy gauntlet in the whole thing. So like when I put them together, I was like, hey, that's the sergeant, not the medic. Medic, you get out of here.
And I use the energy gauntlets from the Peacekeeper sometimes. I'll cut them off and give them like Hellboy hands on to
Hellboy. Yeah, I was just going to say that, Hellboy. You know,
nice big gauntlet.
Right.
And Enforcer Engineer, once again, we're not engineer people. Mm-hmm. You can deploy the sentry guns.
Right.
Which is I've never tried it.
I tried the sentry guns. They were banned in version one, and now they're 8 points a piece and they're rare.
Yeah, you know, you're only gonna have two, yeah.
That doesn't make sense. If you decide to take an engineer, it should be like, it shouldn't be an item. It should be part of the weapons. Like, you know, like the engineer can take, you know, make them 5 points a piece and let them take them. You know, it doesn't make sense that you have to go into your item pool and take two rare items, which would be the sentry guns. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. The only thing also with the enforcer engineer is like, if he opens a crate and it's a booby trap, it's no booby trap, you know, that type of deal.
But how rare is that?
I won't run them and I'll worry about my saves.
Exactly. If there was something they could do that was useful, it's like maybe, but they're not very useful right now.
Yeah. And also, he's a 14 point enforcer when you think about it, because he's got all the same stats as a, and he has a laser rifle. It's Exactly the same thing. Just he's only 14 points.
But he doesn't count as a troop, so.
Right, right.
So you're wasting a specialist slot for him, too.
And you know what's crazy? The medic and the engineer are very cool models.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I like how the engineer's gun slung across his back. And
yeah, and he's like reaching into a pocket, working on something, like pulling out, you know. It reminds me of the guy that, Hicks, run a bypass.
You know? Yeah, exactly. If there was something like that in the game where the, you had to hack doors or, you know, do stuff like then there's a reason to take them, right?
When you guys did that one battle report where you were doing that with the doors and stuff, that would have been cool. Like, you know, you have to take a engineer to...
Or the engineer gets a bonus to it or something.
Right. And if he dies, then you're screwed. You know, then you got to like, you know, blow the doors off or whatever, you know, something like that.
That's change it, yeah.
Yeah.
And the last specialist is dog drones. I like the dog drones. They do have a 6+ save, and they can't shoot worth a damn. But they're fast, which is nice. But
they're fast, and the reason you would take them is just to suppress people. Because even if you miss, you'd still suppress the cube.
In the FAQ, did they get the beast ability or anything, or can they pick up items?
I think they are a beast.
Or they're They changed it, right, in the FAQ? I believe they did.
I think so. Don't quote us on this, but I think it's true that they can't do that. They're, you know what? For 12 points, it's not bad. The only thing, though, it's 6 shoot, man. Like
you say, they're going to be suppressing people. That's about it.
Yeah, that's it. But you know what's cool? You could suppress – I mean, I still don't agree with this. But by taking them, you suppress the Teratons. You suppress the Khaleesi. You suppress the Iron Ancestors and everything. So – you know, suppression itself is very, very, very strong in this. And for 12 points, that's your burst laser right there, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and also it's way to fire one, which on a 6 shoot, you're going to really, really need.
Yeah. And the last thing nobody took was the Enforcer jet bike. Another thing I love because a 1-5 move. It's nice. It's nice and fast. And it's got, now it's got weapon options. They've changed that in the FAQ.
I love my vehicles, and the missile launcher on the jet bike was a very cost effective, very nice option. And had I not had a particular theme for this particular list, you know, I would have a vehicle in my list. And that was one of them. Like that's a nice combination of speed and damage.
Yeah. Once again, it sucks. Since they're a vehicle, they can't pick up things, but. If they, yeah, it's still pretty good.
But I don't know about you guys, but I haven't really had that much luck with the jet bikes in Dead Zone.
The way that really worked was when we were fighting zombies. You could herd zombies really easily with jet bikes since they were so fast that the zombies couldn't catch them. So you could like make noise over here. So they'd come over and then you'd zip around the other way. Like it was good for herding. That was a really effective way to do it, but that was about it. Yeah. Generally they're,
no, also if you really like put a lot of terrain on there and there's no ramps, you're kind of stuck, which I don't understand why the jet bike can't go to like a second level or something like that, you know, but I guess because of the vehicle rule, you know.
Well, just like Strider should be able to climb up onto a second level.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of having legs and arms.
Yeah. They're just big.
Otherwise,
dudes.
Just have a tank. Yeah. Well, they're not even that big. I think the stage one is about the same height.
Right. Well, they're size four.
Mm-hmm.
And what's this, and the stage one is what, size four, size three?
What about the aberration?
Aberration's 4, yeah.
He's 4, yeah. They're,
I think the stage one's 3, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're size 4 because of the girth. Cause he's got, the stage one's got a nice little V taper to him.
He's tall though too. But anyways, point is that's the reason you have bipedal mechs is so they can climb and stuff. Otherwise you just have a tank, right? What's the difference?
Right.
You have a tall tank. You should be on tracks.
On a one mat game, a heavily built up terrain, I think this is a theme that we've discussed every show. Vehicles and the like are limited. Unless you built up the terrain and you specifically added roads, like made it more like a true urban rather than just a junkyard effect.
Yeah.
They suffer. They suffer. We've said it before and it's factual. The vehicles do have limitations.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, the vehicles are in the same category as like the Wiener cannon and the mining laser, you know, about the, a lot of terrain is going to block a lot of stuff. So like, you know, the Enforcer jet bike can zip in, zip out, but you know, it's still, it's hard. And it's also hard to hide them in the terrain. You know, something's always sticking out because their footprint is bigger than the cube, you know? So something's always sticking out. That little tassel at the front or the jet at the end, you know, the jet engine at the end is always sticking out.
But conversely, they're nice and long, so you're not – statistically, you're not going to see the whole model either. Like there's that give and take there.
Right, right.
There's going to be those little flanges that are just around the corner or the you know, the jet nozzle things just out of sight.
Hmm. Yeah. So that's the Enforcers, I think. We covered everything. Is there anything we missed?
We got a lot of hate out of the way, that's for sure. There was a lot of vitriol.
No, it could have been worse.
I'm looking at the weapons here. We pretty much took everything. Why don't we talk about the monowheel scout bike?
Yeah, it's expensive and it's unique. It's 12 points for just getting a vehicle. I'd rather just take a jet bike at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could sit a Peacekeeper on it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what is it?
That'd be 42 points, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
I think you did that, Rob.
Yeah, I did at one point.
And how did that work out?
It was fine until we realized, hey, that's a vehicle. So that he can't do a lot. He can't pick up things. He can't, because you become a vehicle the moment you're on the bike, right?
Right. And then what's the movement on it? Is that 2.4?
Is it 2.4? I can't remember.
The speed is 1-5.
Well, on that, we should wrap it up. It's my turn to choose what the next army is. What next faction we're going to do. I got so much choice here. I think we're going to do Mars Attacks.
What?
No, we're going to do the Plague, the very last of the original seven. Well, not the original seven, but the current seven. And, yeah.
We went in reverse order. I mean, Enforcers and Plague came in the box.
That's true.
They were the originals. That was when the Assault Enforcers were needed. When it was Plague and Enforcers, and those wrist blades were like everything standing between you and the green skinned hordes just tearing you apart.
Yeah, you needed everything you could get.
Right.
Yeah. The Assault Enforcers were like a necessity.
Hmm. So the Plague next time, we'll see. The Plague, on the other hand, unlike the Enforcers, I think there's going to be a lot of selection. There's a lot of different things you can go, different troops you can choose from. It should be pretty fun.
That is the quintessential variety army in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true for sure. So hopefully we won't have three of the same list.
I doubt that. But if we do, I will do it under protest.
Well, until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm still Coach.
And this has been Team Building Exercise, and we'll be back next month for 2017 for the season finale. Will we come back for season two? Coach has already said we will, so we probably will.
Yep.
Until next time, bye-bye.
Oh, no.
You all.
Oh, that one's staying in.
So, there you go. That was Coach from Family of Gamer 777 and the other two numbnuts from the Dead Zone podcast. Now that they're done yapping, go out and play Dead Zone and prove these guys wrong. I wouldn't listen to them, but what do I know?